It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Rick Abernathy and Clayton Collier from Glenwood Springs Kiwanis Club are here. It's time for Stars of Tomorrow once again. And I can't believe we're talking a little bit before we got started. Rick, this is the 50th year of this talent show?
This will be the 50th year for the talent show in Glenwood Springs. It'll be our 50th show. It started about 1967. The actual Stars of Tomorrow program started in Boulder, Colorado, in 1953, and it grew from there into a national event that many of the local clubs throughout the United States did participate and put on a Stars of Tomorrow program.
And so it's kind of homegrown, you might say. At least there's a Colorado connection, whether it was right here anyway.
Oh, yeah. It
took a few years to catch on.
Definitely a Colorado connection.
And the winner of the local Stars of Tomorrow moves on to a regional competition as well.
They do move on into a regional. There is no national competition, but there is a regional competition, and that this year I believe is going to be in Loveland, and we're part of what we call the Rocky Mountain District of Kiwanis, and we'll move on from there.
Which, and a Rocky Mountain District would include like a couple states, something like
that? It includes
like that.
Wyoming, Colorado, parts of northern New Mexico, and western Nebraska.
Stars of Tomorrow takes place this year on Friday, March 10th. And, of course, before you can have the show, you got to have auditions, right?
Yes, we do.
And before we talk about auditions, one other bit of local history. Our first winner in 1967 is, we're a small town, just about everybody knows everyone, Lori Beatty Currier was our absolute first winner back in 1967. And so thought that was kind of interesting. Lori has just been a vital part of all of the music teaching scene around here for many, many years. So I just thought that was kind of cool that when we found out that she was our first winner.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In all the years that we've talked about Stars of Tomorrow and Kiwanis, I never heard that piece of trivia before.
No.
That's very cool. I'll have to try and file that away, and I'm sure that I'll mix it with some other piece of trivia. So next time you come in, I'll ask Rick about him winning first Stars of Tomorrow. You know, all this information just kind of gets blended up inside our heads, doesn't it? So speaking of auditions, everyone is required to audition for Stars of Tomorrow. And then you pick, 10 different people that actually perform?
Well, anywhere from 10 to 18 acts perform. And the purpose of the audition is to go ahead and make sure that the act is suitable for all audiences. And also to look at the timing of the act and to get a comfort level with the performer so that they know that they have the support of the Kiwanis Club and all the people that are going to be involved in the process of the producing the show.
What type of acts are seen at Stars of Tomorrow? Is it typically performing type acts, or is it really anything as long as it's family appropriate?
The acts have changed over the years. I've been involved in Kiwanis for almost 30 years, and the acts have changed dramatically from using a lot of props to support the act to having very, very few props. As far as the actual performers, the acts have changed in my experience from having multiple performers in each act to having a lot more single performers in the act, a piano and guitar, some interpretive dance. There's a lot more creativity on the performers, that they write their own music and perform their own songs that we see quite a bit more of.
That's very interesting. And you said in the 30 years that you've been involved that those changes have happened.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we used to have about half a dozen people backstage just to move some of the props around.
That's very interesting. And as far as the types of acts, is it varied between singers and folks that do some kind of physical activity? Or
we've had a lot of singers. We've had a lot of musicians from piano players. We've had a few actual musical groups that have performed. The show is limited to five people, so you can't have more than five in an act, and that five also includes the accompanist if you do have an accompanist.
So five people on stage.
Five people on stage, yes.
Is there an – go ahead, Clayton.
Well, I was going to say the other thing that we were chatting about a little bit before is we've got musicians, we've got folks playing an instrument, but we're always kind of on the lookout for something unique, something that we can kind of get other people involved with. A few years ago, we had a juggler that was there. A couple years ago, we had a young lady that videoed herself dancing, and so that was playing on the backdrop while she was singing live, and it was a real powerful performance as well. So we're always on the lookout for trying to get something just a little bit different.
And that's kind of a new way of packaging two pretty traditional, I would imagine, acts or activities at Stars of Tomorrow, you know? Mm-hmm. Dancing and singing you have every year, but it's not packaged in exactly that way.
Yeah.
So that's like you say, that's a very unique way of putting it all together. Is there an age limit for anyone that would like to try out for Stars of Tomorrow?
We do have an age limit for prize awards. And being able to move on further in the competition. The elementary division is non-adjudicated, so that they're invited to perform and to showcase their talents, but unable to move forward in further competition. So it's strictly a local performance. Then we have the middle school and also the high schools.
And so those would be based on the performer's current age. So if the kids are in elementary school, then they'll just be a local performance, kind of get them ready for the next stage, if you will.
Yes.
And get their chops.
Yeah.
We 13 and over is eligible for the prizes. 12 and under is a chance to just come up and get used to being on stage. And if you want to call it our farm system,
sure,
where we get a chance to kind of develop these kids and get them a chance to come in and do that later.
Where are you holding auditions for Stars of Tomorrow?
Auditions are going to be at the high school, Glenwood Springs High School, March 1st. It'll begin at 5:30 and go until we're done with participants.
Until you have between 10 and 18 acts that are going to perform the following week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big building, so if you are interested in auditioning, come over to the Jeannie Miller Auditorium, and we're going to be hanging around there. And
so you'll be in the theater.
We will not. We'll be there in the choir room or the music room.
Okay.
The auditorium is being used for.
I was going to say they've got Adam's Family going on right now.
Yeah. So it's full of props. So we're unable to use that.
Logistically, would probably not work out so well.
No.
So in one of the band rooms or the music room, just down the hall, you will, from backstage.
Right next to the stage door. Yeah.
Okay. Again, that's on Wednesday night, March 1st, starting at 5:30, and so. Considering you're going to be doing auditions throughout the evening, if someone, scheduling-wise or whatever, cannot make it and they showed up a little bit later, they'd probably be fine as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do have – we'll be there at 5 o'clock, and we ask the people that would like to audition to come a little early because there's some paperwork involved.
Okay. Now – we talked about age levels, and you referred to them as elementary, middle, and high school. Are adults welcome to participate in this as well, or is this just a kids thing?
This is just a kids thing.
All right.
Adults can be – you can have an accompanist, but they're not part of – they're not actually adjudicated.
Right. Okay. So the adults would count for the up to five people, but they are not going to be judged in terms of the performance.
No, they're not.
If you want to have a band of – family members that are older, that's fine. Then the singer is in high school, say, for instance, that would be fine.
The singer would be the
one
person
that's judged.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Again, Stars of Tomorrow 2017, the 50th annual in Glenwood Springs, sponsored by the Glenwood Springs Kiwanis Club. Talk a little bit more with Clayton and Rick about Kiwanis. And again, if you would like to check out the local talent, you can stop by Gina Miller Theater Friday, March 10th. Are you charging admission for this, by the way, for
we
folks
are.
That want to watch?
We are. This is one of our fundraisers for the year. $8 for adults, $5 for students, and then there's also a family rate of $25. So bring the whole gang and save some money. And maybe we'll talk about this later, but we actually have some prizes too, and this helps to fund the prizes. We have a $1,000 scholarship award, and then some of our local banks have also donated some gift cards for $400, $200, and $100.
Gosh, so, would one of those be Bank of Colorado?
Glad you asked. Yeah. We got dibs on second place, so thanks for asking.
We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Clayton Collier and Rick Abernathy from the Glenwood Springs Kiwanis Club. They sponsor Stars of Tomorrow every year for the last 50 or so, but who's counting, right? I don't think any of us were here for the very first one. I know I wasn't, or at least not here.
I've been at some rehearsals where it seems like we've been doing it for 50 years. Does that count?
That's just all part of what you sign on for, my friend, I'm afraid. Sometimes it happens that way. Not always, but sometimes. Again, Stars of Tomorrow is a local talent show, and the winner of the local Stars of Tomorrow gets to move on to a regional competition this year, which will be held in Loveland. Auditions for Stars of Tomorrow this year are being held on Wednesday, March 1st at 5:30, starting at 5:30. Rick, you said if folks want to show up a little bit earlier to get started on the paperwork, because I'm sure that there are liability waivers and that sort of thing they have to assign.
Exactly, and also we have to do a little bio on each performer in case they do make the show, because we do like to present them in a professional manner that say this is what their accomplishments are, this is their goals in life, and how long they've been performing and how long they've been studying in their talent, how much long they've been playing piano or guitar.
And again, 10 to 15 performers will be chosen for the performance on Friday, March 10th. So there's a rehearsal on March 9th, which I keep looking at for some reason, and then the actual Stars of Tomorrow show, the performance, if you will, is Friday, March 10th. Again, anyone that would like to see that, it's $8 for adults, $5 for kids, or family rate of $25 if you want to bring everybody out for that show. How long have the two of you, Rick, you mentioned you've been a part of Stars of Tomorrow for 30 years. Clayton, how long have you, I know you've been in Kiwanis for a long time.
I've been in Kiwanis for quite a while. I missed a meeting and got put in charge of Stars of Tomorrow about 4 or 5 years ago. And so I'm kidding. You guys are all great sports, and these are all my tired old one-liners. But I've been in charge of the show for about the last 4 to 5 years. This year, Rick has stepped in because it's my turn to be president in Kiwanis. Oh. So there's a good time commitment there. So Rick has stepped in and is going to be kind of pulling the reins on this one.
So. I had lunch with a former president of Kiwanis the other day. He told me that it was one of the greatest honors he's ever had, and he was counting down the days until he was no longer president. It's a lot of work.
It can be. We're lucky, and just like with the club, we've got a tremendous supporting cast of folks that make the whole job easier. Just as Rick has found out, too, we have some tremendous folks that are supporting on the Stars of Tomorrow side of things, that whoever's in charge is able to delegate out 4 or 5 of the key things to a very capable group of support people, and that's what makes the whole thing work.
Could either one of you, do you have a particular act in your experience with Stars of Tomorrow that, you know, Clayton, you mentioned the one, the girl a couple of years ago that had the dance video playing while she was singing, which is, I mean, certainly very powerful. Rick, anything? Go ahead.
Clayton. I actually have one more, and got to pull the family in. 2003, my daughter actually won. And
well, so how can anybody else compete with that?
That's my topper. But that was a great one because it was just I think she was a sophomore, and it was just a great boost in confidence to go up and actually perform and to be recognized for a good performance. So that's probably my favorite.
And for the most part, these kids that are performing, it's probably a labor of love. You know, it may be a hobby. Some of them may perform in some way in college, but for the most part, I mean, let's face it, to get beyond that level, it's so rare. And so to be recognized in that way has got to be a great honor and very cool.
It was a sweet deal, yeah.
What about you, Rick? Do you have any act that sticks out in your mind?
I do. I spent a number of years in the Cheyenne Kiwanis Club, and there was an act there that there was four boys from the high school there that created their own drums made out of wood. And each drum had a different sound. But what they did is when they played these drums, they choreographed and they also created their own rhythm sections for the drums. But about halfway through, the lights in the auditorium went dark and a black light came on, and these boys were just illuminated, and all you could see was their drumsticks moving. And when that black light hit, the whole auditorium just went, "Oh." And it was an amazing act.
It sounds amazing. It sounds like a combination of the Stomp Out Loud show and the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
yep,
without the paint, perhaps. But that sounds really striking.
That act has stuck out in my mind for a long time.
I'm surprised that we haven't heard more about that particular act, you know? Isn't it interesting? And it just goes to show you a tremendous amount of talent and quite a bit of luck, I think, is required to advance beyond the, if you will, amateur level.
What we have done in the past at the actual performance is call on the audience to and recognize any past performers that have been involved in the Star Show. And so many of the performers go on to teach in the performing arts and also coach them and also are sharing their talents with the community as well.
Again, young people are invited to the audition for Stars of Tomorrow. That's on Wednesday, March 1st, starting at 5:30 at Glenwood Springs High School. It'll be in the, if you will, the backstage area, like in the band room, the music room at Glenwood Springs High School. Again, anybody in school is welcome to attend, in primary, secondary school is welcome to attend. Anybody 12 and under, it's just there for the performance and for the experience. 13 and up will actually be judged. A total of between 10 and 18 acts will actually be chosen for the show itself, which happens on Friday, March 10th. I said we'd talk about Kiwanis, and we still haven't, but we will. After a quick break, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Rick Abernathy, Clayton Collier from Glenwood Springs Kiwanis Club. They sponsor Stars of Tomorrow every year, and this year that just so happens to be on Friday, March 10th. Again, auditions are being held Wednesday, March 1st, starting at 5:30 at Glenwood Springs High School. A couple times I mentioned we would talk more about Kiwanis, which, of course, is the beneficiary, I guess you might say, although the winner of Stars of Tomorrow obviously gets a $1,000 scholarship. And then second, third, and fourth place get $4, $2, and $100 gift cards as well. But Kiwanis Club, of course, is a service club, existed for a long time, previous to the beginning of Stars of Tomorrow in Glenwood, if I remember right, back to the 50s, right?
Well, the Stars of Tomorrow program actually started in Boulder in 1953.
But Kiwanis Club.
Kiwanis started in Detroit in 1912.
And
no, 1915.
And came to Glenwood in?
I believe during the Second World War, around 1942.
Yeah. I think a lot of the service clubs actually started around that, in Glenwood started around that time.
Yeah. We actually celebrated a 70 years either last year or the year before for the local Glenwood Springs Club. So
it's a long time.
Quite a long time. And some nifty traditions with that. One of those is our pancake breakfast. And we started that. Maybe not the first year the club was in existence, but I think in the late 40s, and that's been going now for darn near 70 years. And what it's evolved to now is between 8th and 9th, and right off of Grand, we get to block the street off, get quite a few people out there, and that's just always a real treat.
Was one of my something I looked forward to every year when I was working Saturday mornings. Once a year on Saturday morning, the Kiwanis Club would bring me a breakfast and say, "You know, would you mind?" Absolutely. Of course, another couple different angles of the Kiwanis Club all service clubs, all organizations, always trying to get young people involved in what they do. With Kiwanis, the high school level club, if you will, is called Key Club.
Yes.
And it's existed for quite a while here. I know I've got personal stories, personal experiences from young people that have been involved in Key Club. And I assume they also are helping out put on Stars of Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be very active this year. They dress the stage. They have a number of star patterns that they hang on the curtains that is their contribution to the actual stage. But they're actually this year going to be working backstage to help move props around and to operate the curtain. They'll be helping out with sound and lights. Also, they're doing a bit of a fundraiser for them during intermission, where they'll be having a bake sale and be selling some goodies so that people can have a little bite to eat between the actual judged performance and then the post show, which includes last year's winner. And so, yeah, they're going to be very active this year, and we're glad to have them. That's for.
Talk about being a member of Kiwanis Club. So we've got a past president, right, Rick, and then an incoming president here with us. So obviously, both of you have been involved in Kiwanis for a long time. There are so many service clubs. How did you choose just one, and why was that choice Kiwanis?
I was invited. When I lived in Cheyenne, I had mentioned to some friends of mine that I was anxious to get involved in the community and do some things. And a friend of mine said, "Why don't you come join me for lunch at the local Kiwanis Club there," which at that time had 450-some-odd members. And he said, "Would you like to join?" And I said, "Yes, I think so." And that was pretty close 30 years ago.
And the rest, as they say.
Yeah. So I've been active in three different clubs, Cheyenne, Grand Junction, and now here.
Well, that's the how. So why?
The why is to go ahead and to give back. It also gets you a chance to see a lot of things around the community that you may not see. An example of that would be Windwalkers here, which is an equestrian therapy program. Yeah,
fantastic organization.
In Cheyenne, we got to build a community house, and we participated in that. So things that you may not get to do in the normal course of your business activities and recreation, that being a member of a service organization, people come to you and then help out. We do quite a bit also with Habitat for Humanity locally. Mm-hmm. And so it's just an opportunity to give back and let people know that we appreciate being here and we want to make the community a better place.
Organizations like Windwalkers, which thankfully most of us would not know about, but because of your involvement in Kiwanis or, you know, what I do here, you know, we learn about those organizations, about the great things that they do for people that may not be as lucky as we are health-wise or in other ways.
Another side of being in the club is the speakers that we get at our meetings during the winter months. It's always interesting to listen to some of the projects that are going on with veterans, with the Rocky Mountain Institute. What are some of the other programs, Clayton, that we've had recently?
Last week we heard about polio eradication from
Ken Robinson.
Just used to be next door here, or just about.
Right. And it's good to hear his name again. It's been a while since he, you know, sold the business.
I think he might say that he's pretty lousy at retirement because he retired and now he's just plugged into about a half a dozen other things. But he's just a tremendous asset. I got to be very careful. I say that slowly and properly. But Ken is just a tremendous asset to this community. He's given back. He's just beyond generous and puts his time in and. It was neat to hear him. We have a couple visits each year now from the Bridge folks, and Tom Newland has come in, and he always keeps us up to date with what's happening mm-hmm. with the bridge and the traffic flow. And so we've been blessed to have really a community of some very interesting people that are happy to come in and kind of share with us. I'm going to plug in a couple of other things. 2 weeks ago, we got to go up and do the Special Olympics up at the Argonaut Ranch, and those folks were just beyond generous just to open that up for the whole community. I got a chance to meet the new caretakers up there, and they funded a barbecue for everyone. And on Friday, I think it was at the ski area. On Saturday, it was snowshoeing and cross country. But you get an opportunity to just plug in and help with a lot of things around the community. And, you know, guys, we know we're blessed to live up here. And, you know, when the kids were growing up, that was, they were tired of me saying it, but our expression was, we get to live here. Right. And this is just a glorious place. And Kiwanis gives all of us a chance to plug back in an organized fashion to help things.
It's all something that you learn as you mature. I know it's kind of cliche to say that, but as time goes by, it's really more and more clear to me that that really is the case. You know, service organizations and everybody's always trying to get more young people involved. And, of course, it's always good to keep cultivating. But it seems like there's always been a certain age where young people begin to get more interested in what's going on and being involved. And, yeah, there are some young people that have more foresight than I did when I was in high school. But for the most part, it's, you know, you're busy being young and thinking that you're going to live forever. And at a certain point, it's I won't say it's a switch. It's more like some kind of engine spinning up, you might say. It's a slow process, but you realize, okay, yeah, maybe I really do need to do a little bit more.
Get back a little bit.
And it happens at a different time for everybody. Some of us are a little bit later bloomers than others, but you know, it takes all types, right? Again, Stars of Tomorrow happens this year on Friday, March 10th. In the Jeannie Miller Theater at Glenwood Springs High School. The public is welcome to check out this great local showcase of young talent. It's $8 for adults, $5 for kids. A family is $25. And again, there will be between 10 and 18 acts. School-age kids, you know, up to 18 or so, seniors in high school that will be performing. 13 and up are judged. The kids 12 and under can still perform. It's just not judged. It's more of getting experience, getting their stage legs, you might say. Again, the auditions for Stars of Tomorrow will be held on Wednesday, March 1st, starting at 5:30 at Glenwood Springs High School. Again, be in the band room, the music room, if it's not obvious where all the activity is. This year, again, as the last several years, our very own Ron Milhorn will be hosting Stars of Tomorrow. I have never seen him. I usually try and get in bed before the show is over, but I've heard that he does a great job.
Ron has been a great asset to the show.
He works well on his feet. He thinks well when, you know, things don't go exactly according to plan. Are there, you know, at the beginning of the show, we mentioned Bank of Colorado, which sponsors, you said, Clayton, second place. Mm-hmm. Other sponsors of Stars of Tomorrow?
We also have gift cards from Alpine Bank and from American National Bank. And then each of the kids, when they get selected for the show, gets a sponsorship from a local company as well. So between the donated gifts and the sponsorship, and then we sell little ads on the back of that, we're usually able to have a break-even operation that gets a little bit of attention for the kids, gets them some scholarship money, and gets some recognition. And so it's not a real moneymaker for us, but it's one that covers its own cost, and so we're happy with that.
So if you're a local business owner or manager, be expecting a visit from a young person between now and March 10th.
Yeah.
Rick, Clayton, anything else that you'd like folks to know about Kiwanis or Stars of Tomorrow?
I just want to say thanks for giving us the opportunity to hold forth here for a half an hour about the show, about Kiwanis, and what we're doing. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gabe. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All the best, gentlemen. If we don't talk to you before, which I know we will, we'll talk to you around this time next year. Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.